We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Your home for Ducks basketball.
I think we have talent. We have some good experience.
Duarte to the basket, the slam.
Omarui for three, yes!
I think we have enough talent to have a very competitive team.
Oh, and a steal and slam for Williams.
I think we've got as much talent, if not more, than we've ever had in our game.
Mikesell fires. Hit!
Building right corner three.
Another booby ball.
The Ducks have done the double championship for the second time in 3 years.
The Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
It's time for Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Visit your locally family owned and operated Carl's Jr. today. Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. From the Country Financial Studio, alongside Terry Johns, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you. We got a lot of interviews for you today. Head coaches Dana Altman and Kelly Graves coming up. Also, LJ Figueroa and Taylor Mikesell as we talk all things basketball here. And coming off a Monday game for Oregon women's basketball. And boy, Terry, the women were right there against a potential national champion in Stanford.
Yeah, right there, down 15 in the second quarter and came roaring back. An 8-0 run to finish the second quarter. Went into halftime and got all the way back to get a 5-point lead late, but couldn't quite hang on and almost get it done in the last minute. But they play that way, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about men's basketball, too. You know, a few times this year where it's like, boy, they were right there, a little shorthanded, looking for some consistency. And, well, against Arizona, I think the Ducks found that consistency on the men's side. Got a big shot and a big play from Chris Duarte. Great pass from Will Richardson. We went in-depth on that conversation point with Dane Altman, Oregon men's basketball head coach. He'll have that for you in just a moment. But the Ducks on the men's side are on a three-game winning streak. In the latest bracketology with Joe Lunardi, they're a 10 seed. If I was a 2 or a 7, I would not want to see Oregon show up as a 10 seed with the way the Ducks are playing right now, in a way that Dane Altman always seems to align that Rubik's Cube at the end of the year. Down the home stretch, though, for both the men and the women. Ducks will play Colorado on the men's side at 8 o'clock on Thursday. Oregon currently sitting in third in the Pac-12 standings. Guess who's right behind them in fourth?
Colorado.
Colorado. 8 o'clock, 7:30 pregame show here on the Oregon Sports Network. The Ducks will take on the Buffs. Then they got Utah at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Meanwhile, for the women, just another top 10 matchup.
Yeah, number 8, UCLA, 5 o'clock tip down at Pauley Pavilion, and then move over to the Galen Center on Sunday, a noon tip against a fast-improving USC. Got their post player Elisa Peely back, who was a Pac-12 Freshman of the Year a year ago, and they're climbing up the standings, looking for some postseason potentially, so a tough road trip.
Yeah, for Colorado, Mikhail Wright hit a milestone that Sabrina Ionescu had already hit. We won't get into that. But Mikhail Wright did. He is a very good player, don't get me wrong, and Colorado already has beaten Oregon once this year, so the Ducks looking for a little bit of a bounce back coming up on Thursday. All right, well, we got to get to a quick timeout because we have so many interviews for you. Dane Altman, Oregon men's basketball head coach, will be with us next. It's Tip-Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What's it like to grow with the O? At OCCU, we support Duck fans each step of the way by educating our youth with Lucky Duck Savings, celebrating independence with Duck Debit Checking, and rewarding members with the Duck Credit Card. That's how Duck fans grow with OCCU. Learn how you can, too, at myoccu.org/ducks.
Ninkasi Brewing is proud to be an official partner of the Oregon Sports Network. Independently owned and brewed in Eugene since 2006, Ninkasi is thrilled to launch the Goat Pack, the greatest of all time IPAs, their first all-can variety 12-pack featuring Total Domination Northwest IPA, Tricera Hops Double IPA, Prismatic Juicy IPA, and new and exclusive Juicy Domination Tropical IPA. Find it on shelves now. More information at ninkasibrewing.com.
This is Tip-Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Tip-Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr., Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Joining us at the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line, it's men's basketball head coach Dane Altman. Coach, let's talk first about the Desert Sweep. Just congrats on a couple of wins. Must feel pretty good to go on the road and beat a couple good teams like that.
Sure did. The guys, you know, did what they had to do both nights. We're developing as a team, even this late in the season. Getting Will Richardson back was a big plus. Not only his ability to spread the floor and make shots, but he runs things and gets the ball to the right people. Made the big play against Arizona, drove the baseline and got it to Chris. It was a great weekend. You know, we went on the road, won a couple games. It wasn't quite the same without the 15,000 in Tucson and the students going crazy behind the bench at Arizona State, but they were still wins, and really, really thought we got better, in both games. The rebounding against Arizona was probably the difference in the game, but I thought we did a great job there, and some of our offensive execution against Arizona State was better. So, I just thought we made some steps.
Coach, on that play where Will takes it baseline and then finds Chris Duarte, Chris was talking postgame just about how, hey, it's a play for your teammate. I mean, as a coach, you must love plays like that, right? I mean, that's like the quintessential just great basketball play for a teammate.
Well, the play we set up originally, we didn't get the shot. We tried, getting Will to the basket or getting Chris on the backside, and Arizona did a good job of guarding both. And so then Will just made a play, and Chris hit a big shot.
but the play we had set, we didn't get either look that we wanted. And so the guys just kept going and made the right basketball play. And, you know, that's a big advantage of having vets. You know, they didn't panic. You know, we didn't get the looks we wanted, but Will, just like he did a year ago, makes the play and gets the ball to a guy who gets faster.
You know, I was thinking about that, and I mentioned it post-game, Coach, how it just seems like Will has made a couple big plays in his career, and a couple of the biggest ones have been against Arizona. Can you teach plays like that, I mean, as a coach, or is that just innate basketball IQ? You just have to have it through experience and intuition.
Well, that was instinct there. You know, like I said, the play broke down, and he drove the baseline hard, and Chris's man went to help a little bit, and he felt the double team and got the ball out of his hands quick. You know, a lot of guys would have made up the decision they were going to shoot the ball. You know, I'm driving the basket. I'm just going to shoot it. Will made the right basketball play. And the exciting thing about it is we were spaced right. If Chris didn't have it because the guy was closing, he could have got it to LJ on the top of the key for another wide open three. So, you know, I was hoping Chris, if he didn't have a good look, you know, could make the extra pass, but obviously he didn't need to. He had a really good look.
How big of a shot was that for Chris Duarte too, Coach? I mean, hot start against Arizona State with 18 points in the first half, struggled a bit shooting the ball after that, but he hit the big one when it mattered.
Oh, it's always good for a player. And Chris has put a lot of time into his game this year. You know, he saw what Peyton Pritchard did a year ago by getting a lot of extra weight work, a lot of extra shots up, what it did for Peyton. And he kind of followed that blueprint. And I think it's helped his game. Really happy for him. And, you know, I just hope as a senior he can finish strong here.
Leading the conference in steals, and he has been for the pretty much the entire season, Coach. The defensive side of his game, I feel like, has got to be something that makes you all pretty excited. He gets after it, forcing some turnovers.
Well, he had 11 deflections against Arizona. Wasn't quite as active against Arizona State with the deflections, but, you know, that's a stack we keep that we feel is very important because it takes offensive teams out of their rhythm. And so, you know, he's done a good job there, and not only with the steals, but also just getting hands on balls, using his length defensively. And I think that's something as a team going to be really important for us here the next month, you know, to use our length more defensively and get some hands on balls.
How about LJ Figueroa, Coach? We're featuring him on the show this week. Just the way that he's played this season, and after what was, I know, a rough offseason for LJ, right? I mean, take us through the time period of LJ getting onto campus and now being able to play and being a big contributor for your squad.
Well, I think it's been tough on all the guys because we didn't have our typical spring, summer, fall routine. Basically just got here in the fall and everybody started. And for new guys, that was tough. But even for our returners, you know, Chandler and Dante and all the guys, you know, they didn't get to go through the last spring when we usually spend a lot of time on individual stuff. Evan gets some spring, summer, and fall in the weight room. For development purposes, I thought we missed a very good opportunity there. And then for the new guys coming in, you know, it obviously didn't allow us to spend time with them in the summer and the fall to get ready for the season. And then LJ, you know, we were waiting on the appeal for his waiver to get him eligible. And, you know, he misses the first game and then he sprains his ankle and has to fight that, has to fight the COVID. Been a lot of ups and downs for OLJ, but he's hung with it and continues to work on his game. You know, whatever he chooses to do a year from now, whether he leaves and works on his game or if he stays here and works on his game, whatever he chooses to do a year from now, he's going to be a heck of a player. There's no doubt in my mind. He can change his body a little bit and work on his handles a little bit, his shot. I mean, whatever he chooses to do a year from now, I think he's going to be a tremendous player.
How big of a key is he down the stretch for you guys, Coach? I mean, he's one of four now 1,000-point scorers on your roster. You've got a lot of different guys that have played a lot of basketball over the course of their careers.
Yeah, no, that's a big advantage for us. I think it showed in the Arizona game. And we got to get Eric healthy. You know, that's the next big key for us. Just, you know, Eric can do a lot of things. You know, even when he wasn't feeling good, he gets 9 rebounds against Arizona State, you know, and really did some good things defensively. So that's a big key. But, you know, we got a bunch of big keys because we're a balanced team. You know, Eugene's got to play well. Chris has got to play well. Will's got to play well. LJ's got to play well. We need Eric, Chandler, Amari, Jalen. You know, you go right down the line. Big Frank's giving us some minutes. Luke Ward's got to stay ready. Aaron's got to stay ready. You know, it's a long season yet. We hopefully will be playing for a while. And as many sprained ankles and soreness as we've had because of, you know, I think part of that, Joe, we've never had this kind of problem. We haven't practiced enough, you know, our conditioning and overall, we didn't have the offseason like I talked about. I just don't think we're as prepared.
The consistency in the lineup is something that you and I have talked about throughout the course of this year. So I say this, Coach, now knocking on a little bit of wood for you. When Eric gets back, it looks like this might be the healthiest, most complete that your team's been in an awful long time.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you think we don't play those first whatever games without Will. You know, that took a big part. Dante gets hurt. You know, we struggled with LJ, Chris, and Eric's knee, you know, so we had a couple ankles and a knee. So, yeah, this by far the best shape we could be in this last month. If we get Eric back, nobody, knock on wood, gets hurt or the COVID, I'm hoping to make a push here with everybody available. Because if we have everybody, we're a good basketball team. I really feel that way. We've been a little shorthanded some nights, but a lot of teams have. You know, I told our guys, you know, we're shorthanded. Other people are shorthanded. You just got to go play, you know. And there's going to be some nights teams are at full strength, and maybe some nights you've got the advantage because they're not full strength. But you just got to go play. And, hopefully, you know, we were a little healthier than Arizona State, you know, that night, you know. And so sometimes it's with you, sometimes it's not.
8 o'clock on Thursday, Colorado in town, and ESPN2 broadcast, 7:30 pregame here on the Oregon Sports Network, Coach. It's round two against the Buffs, and it's always a good matchup when you guys meet Colorado.
It's a big game. Yeah, their net rankings in the top 20, I believe. So it's a unit one game or a quad one game for us. And, it's at home. Home's not quite as good as it used to be without the fans, but it's still home. And so, you know, I hope, you know, we're ready to go. We had a good practice, you know, Monday. Need a couple good practices Tuesday and Wednesday. And if we do, you know, we'll be ready Thursday night. And then we got Utah on Saturday. So huge week, you know, depending on what they do at rescheduling games, Joey, heck, they might be our last home games. I don't know. You know, we're getting down to it. And, we'd love to play UCLA, Arizona State even here. You know, we want to play some more games, and I don't know what the conference is going to do, but, we got road games at UCLA and USC, you know, so we've got 5 games, 3 home and 2 road. I don't know what the conference will do, but, I'd like to pick up something somewhere, you know, just to get the numbers right for, you know, for our resume, whatever you want to call it. And, our guys want to play. Like I said, they wanted to play, you know, Monday or Tuesday this week, so we wouldn't have to practice all week, you know. And so the guys want to play, and hopefully, you know, we'll get a game or two worked out.
Well, and, Coach, I know it's a giant puzzle for everybody to figure out the scheduling, but I guess just my last question for you from a true, you know, your team standpoint, it's the resume, but it's also, you know, it's all worth it when you're out there playing games, right? I mean, that's what really this is all about when it really comes down to it down the stretch.
Oh, absolutely. The guys enjoy that, Joey, the most. And, you know. So, you know, getting a chance to play USC, UCLA there, you know, Arizona, UCLA here yet, you know, that's, you know, the guys, we were in the game against Arizona the other night, and Arizona took the lead. We had a timeout. The guys came in, their heads were all down. I said, fellas, you know, enjoy this. This is what college basketball is about. You know, not always going to go your way, and the shots aren't always going to fall. So enjoy the battle. Enjoy the competition now, and put a smile on your face. Let's figure out a way to win this game. And they all, you know, kind of perked up, and, you know, and our defense got a little better, and, you know, shots didn't start falling till late, but we finally got LJ and Chris to hit a couple threes there and change the game. But you're going to have a lot of games like that. You know, you play 30 games, there are going to be a lot of games where the ball just doesn't go in. And you got to figure out a way to win it some other way. And fortunately, our guys did that. And we're going to have a bunch more of those, hopefully. You know, I mean, you know, we got 5 games for sure, hopefully some more. You know, and we need our guys to figure out a way to grind through a few of those.
Here's hoping for a few more, and obviously big ones in Pac-12 standings here down the stretch. This is what it's all about. Coach Altman, thanks for always taking the time to chat with us, and best of luck on Thursday. We'll catch up with you for pregame before you take on the Buffs at 8 o'clock on Thursday.
All right, Joey. Take care.
Coach Altman, kind enough to join us. More Tip-Off Tuesday coming up. We're going to chat with LJ Figueroa after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The Big Carl has 2 juicy charbroiled beef patties, melted cheese, and classic sauce. It's what you order from Carl's Jr. when you want a big meal, a big, beefy, melted, cheesy meal. And with 3 juicy charbroiled beef patties, the really Big Carl is back. It's what you order when you want a really big, meaty meal, a really big, charbroiled, beefy meal, a really big, beefy, melted, cheesy, juicy, tasty. You get the idea. The Big Carl and Really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.
Gerard Butler stars as a man determined to save his family from a catastrophic event. Rent, Greenland, now available at Redbox. When a comet is projected to hit Earth in 2 days and trigger the apocalypse, John Garrity desperately attempts to flee to a safe haven in Greenland with his estranged wife and son. The journey turns perilous as panic and lawlessness grow around them, making their path to safety uncertain. Watch Greenland and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Your home for Ducks basketball, the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're back on Tip-Off Tuesday. Joey Mack here inside the Country Financial Studio. LJ Figueroa kind enough to join us. He's over in the locker room at Matthew Knight Arena right now as we chat. LJ, first of all, I just got to say it's great to have you on the show. I wish that we were doing this in person, but, you know, in the modern technology world, you probably are pretty sick of Zoom these days, right?
Yeah, this the most Zooms I ever logged into in my life, you know. I hope I don't get used to this one, though.
Fair enough. I like that. LJ, one thing that I want to know about you is just – how awesome is it to be playing basketball this year? I mean, you've had some ups and downs, injuries, dealing with protocol. We'll talk about your waiver of eligibility. I mean, LJ, just how awesome is it to just be out there playing basketball right now?
Honestly, it's amazing. It's amazing to be playing the game. You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of guys just take the game for granted, you know, just, you know, having to go to practice every day, do the little things, you know, but it's just amazing to be on the court and be able to play with your teammates, you know, be able to lose, win, just do it all, you know, learn all the experiences you get from it, you know. It's just things we take for granted, but, you know, COVID definitely, you know, helped us, you know, to see the bigger picture and help us accomplish what we want to as a team.
You know, how about you personally, LJ? I mean, we talked about your ups and downs. I can only imagine what it was like for you in the offseason and then not being able to play in the Missouri game, and then suddenly the NCAA makes the decision that you can, which took, I think, a little bit longer than we all would have liked. I mean, just, LJ, you just must did that kind of give you, like, this other appreciation, like a next level of appreciation for, man, it's just great to be on the floor?
Definitely, especially coming in as a senior, you know, my clock is running out, my time is running out, so, you know, them just taking games away from me, just, you know, it just makes me want to stay ready, stay hungry, you know, and just make sure when my time comes, you know, just be ready. You know, I haven't been shooting the ball very well, but, you know, my teammates and coaches do a great job of pushing me and encouraging me to be the best I can be, you know. And that's all I can do is just go out there, play hard, and leave it all.
Well, I love the way that you play, LJ. I've talked to the coaches about this a lot, and I feel like you impact the game in so many ways. It looks to me like you take a lot of pride in your defense and in your rebounding. Is that the case?
Yeah, you know, I feel like our team, you know, we can be very, very well defensively. Coach always tells us the ball's not going to go in every night, you know. We're not always going to have a great shooting night. But one thing we could control is our defense and our rebounding. And I feel like to be a great team and, you know, do the things we want to accomplish, we got to definitely step up and be a defensive team.
LJ, you were a standout player at St. John's. Tell fans a little bit about your time at St. John's. And then part two of that question is, what brought you out to Eugene? Why'd you choose Oregon?
I had a great years at St. John's. Honestly, I feel like, you know, just transferring and coming to Oregon, you know, just, you know, my mental state of mind, you know, just definitely helped me, you know. It just, you know, flipped the script, you know. The game of basketball, I always love the game of basketball, but sometimes you just need a new environment, new spacing, and just a new feel, just to, you know, keep that motivation going and, you know, just keep pushing to, you know, the real goals, you know, I want to accomplish and, you know, be able to help all my family.
Well, that's a good next step then, LJ. I mean, what yeah. Tell us a little bit about your family. I always like to get to know you guys a little bit.
My family, they was born and raised in the Dominican Republic. We moved out to Lawrence, Mass. I'm from Lawrence, Mass. You know, born and raised there. I was going back and forth from the DR and Lawrence. But, you know, ordinary family. My sister is just having her second kid now, so I'm going to be a you know, uncle to second nephew now. And it's just, you know, just blessings that come throughout the years, you know, being in college, being so far away from them, you know, you don't get to experience, but the little time you do get with them, you know, you get to enjoy it and, you know, do a lot of this FaceTime and talking with each other, you know,
sure,
just making sure everything's all right.
Yeah, LJ, I'm curious, when did you first fall in love with basketball?
Growing up, I was a baseball player. You know, my family loves baseball. I was a real baseball player. That's all I did my whole life, just play baseball, baseball. It got to the point where, you know, baseball started getting boring to me, you know. And I was really good at basketball. You know, I was just naturally, you know, talented at basketball. My favorite player was Jose Reyes, played on the New York Mets. Always wanted to wear number 7, wanted to be quick, fast.
Have you talked with Chris Duarte about this? Because I know he has a very similar story. Coming from the Dominican Republic, was originally a baseball guy, got into basketball. I mean, you guys have a very similar background.
Yeah, definitely. He still thinks he can strike me out, but I don't know about that. He says he throws 90, but I got to see it with my own eyes, you know? And,
Okay, I'll tell you right now, LJ, we got to set this up. I mean, sometime in the future, we got to get you guys into a batting cage, okay?
Yes, for sure. I think I do very great. You know, my talents never leave, especially when it comes to baseball. I was born with it. But I know Chris Duarte, he's a very good player too. I know he is.
Man, I love that. That is just so awesome to me. You know, yeah. LJ, I wanted to ask you too about playing with the Dominican Republic under 18 team. So what was that experience like playing in the 2016 FIBA Americas tournament? I mean, you were great in that tournament. What was that experience like with that international play?
It was great, honestly, you know, just seeing a bunch of USA guys there, just seeing a bunch of guys that, you know, I grew up with, playing around in the AU circuits and all that. It was just a great experience to all come together, especially in a, so far away, you know, from home, you know, different country. Playing for your country is obviously the most amazing thing ever. You know, you take that with a lot of pride and loyalty. And it's just the experience you get, especially being so young, you know, traveling, playing the game. And it really shows, you know, where the game could take you, you know, and that's just, you know, little steps, you know, building up to, you know, the final goal. But it's definitely amazing to play for your country and to show everything you can do.
Well, LJ, I got to say, I mean, I think I speak for all Duck fans when we say we love watching you play, and best of luck down the stretch. My last question for you is what's next for you, LJ? I mean, want to play basketball as long as you can, I take it, right?
Definitely, definitely. I want to play basketball as long as I can. You know, I never won a conference championship, or, you know, I want to make a conference. I want to win a conference championship or as deep in the tournament as we can, you know, and that just takes, you know, game by game, you know, step by step, you know, just progressing every day in practice and just getting better as a team. And, you know, I feel like that's all we can do, you know, control what we can control, and then everything else will take care of itself. As long as we put in the time and the work and the effort, you know, we'll be really good.
LJ Figueroa, hey, thanks for being a Duck. Thanks for choosing Oregon.
And I appreciate it.
Best of luck down the home stretch. Hopefully we'll be talking again soon in some postseason, maybe some championship celebrations if everything goes right.
Definitely. I thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
LJ Figueroa, kind enough to join us on Tip Off Tuesday. When we come back, switching gears, talking Oregon women's basketball with Kelly Graves after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to relieve volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
You're listening to Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip! Me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back on Tip-Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr., now from men's basketball to women's basketball. Terry Johns.
And I got a chance earlier today to talk with Kelly Graves, the Toyota. What do we call it? Kelly Graves interview brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Let's go to Kelly Graves. He's in his pickup, but he's parked. He has stopped. Okay, don't worry about that. Here's Kelly.
Well, Coach, the schedule that you have had has been grueling. And number five in the net, even moved up one after the loss to Stanford last night, kind of shows the regard that the Pac-12 conference has. But the postponed games are probably ones that you can't guarantee wins, but probably ones you would have had wins. So long way to say it's been a tough schedule.
And it doesn't get any easier. We go down to UCLA on Friday and then USC. So that LA trip's never the Never a lot of fun. Both teams are playing really, really well. Yeah, it just, you know, that net, I don't understand how that works. I mean, we have five losses and we're fifth in the net. It just means that, you know, we've had some quality wins. We've had some quality wins on the road. Our efficiency has been good at both ends of the floor, pretty consistent. And so I think they take all that into consideration. So I think that's why when they had the reveal yesterday at halftime of our game, obviously I didn't see it, but we were 11, which again, I think is a testament to the strength of the Pac-12. And I think people recognize that we've got a good program. I mean, there's no question. Our only losses have come to top 10 teams.
The Stanford game last night. Let's talk about that. I think, like, as you said, there's no moral victory, especially for this program, but also that's something you can build on, the performance by the Ducks last night.
No question. I think we just played harder. We played with more focus. We put four quarters together. We stayed with them, the entire way. And then we had a chance to win at the end, you know, a couple of defensive lapses. And then, you know, we had, I thought, a couple pretty good looks late and they just didn't go in for us. But, you know, we were right there. And it just goes to show that, you know, we're not that far off. We really aren't. But that being said, we don't believe in moral victories, you know. So we need to be disappointed and upset that we lost the game. But I think our players have a better taste in their mouths than we did last week after the Arizona game, because we played more like ourselves, and it showed last night.
10 of 21 for threes, and hopefully that opens the floodgates.
Terry, we haven't been able to say that in a long time, have we?
No.
And you know, the funny thing is we took good shots. We didn't rush them. We didn't take them deeper than we should have. We didn't take them as early in the shot clock. So it just goes to show, and hopefully we'll use this as a teaching tool to the players. We don't have to take the first shot that we get. And I think that did us well. 10 for 21. Now, I don't know if we're going to shoot that every game, but we're certainly capable of having those kind of nights from the three-point line. And when we do, I think we're a pretty darn good team.
All right, I always like to talk to a player and profile them a little bit each week on the Tip Off Tuesday show. Just got done talking with Taylor Mikesell, and she had a bounce back game last night. But, you know, she's got that shooter's mentality. You just got to keep going.
She does. And I feel for her. You know, she's put up great numbers throughout her career and did so early in the season this year. And then just for whatever reasons, kind of hit a snag. And, you know, and that's something that I have to work through and perhaps give her more confidence or more opportunities. I'm glad that she kind of did it on her own. I mean, she's a veteran and she knows that there's ups and downs in this game and you just got to keep plugging away. And she did. And, you know, more last night from her, she made three really nice moves around the basket and in the paint and little floaters. So it wasn't just her taking threes. It was her also doing some other things. So I'm really happy for her. I really like her. She's a nice young woman and a great teammate. And, you know, and I want what's best for her. I truly do. And so I'm glad to see her really have a good solid game for us last night.
All right, heading to Los Angeles, always a tough trip, and starts off with UCLA on Friday.
It does, and they're playing well. You know, they haven't played a lot. You know, it seems like they play one game a weekend, you know. They're short on numbers, and, I don't know about that. I mean, 2 years ago, man, we played the entire month of February, March, and into April with eight players. That's it. And you know, Morgan Yeager that year was battling back injuries and she was in and out of the lineup. So, you know, it can be done. So I've been there. I know what Corey's going through. It's not fun. It's not easy. But they're going to be ready. They'll have a week of rest and they'll be ready for us, you know, this next thing. And they've got a long time to prepare for us, just like they did last time. When they came up here, they only had the one game because Oregon State wasn't playing. And I think that hurt us. We played them on Sunday. They had one game to prepare for and didn't have to play a Friday night game like we did. So I expect a battle.
All right, Coach, as always, thanks for being available to visit, and good luck, and we'll talk to you down in Los Angeles next.
Okay, my pleasure, buddy. See ya.
There you go, Head Coach Kelly Graves. Always great to talk with him. He's just a positive guy. It was kind of a, you know, dichotomy of feelings last night where you're disappointed in the loss, but You're really happy because the team probably played their best game of the year.
But
the
could I
team.
Do my Coach Graves impersonation for you for just a moment?
What are you doing? What? Good.
We do not believe in moral victories.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
I say that, though, knowing that he was very proud of his team, for sure.
He was.
And he should have been.
Going to go down and get a couple victories in Los Angeles. We hope. All right. Taylor Mikesell.
It would be easier for the team if her name was Tyler. There's so many Taylors.
I know. T. Mike. They call her T. Mike. She's got all kinds of bitch. Boy, she unleashed a couple last night and looked good last night. Hopefully she's back. Jazz Shelley got back. I had a chance to talk with Taylor Mikesell. That's coming up next after this on Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
What's it like to grow with the O? At OCCU, we support Duck fans each step of the way by educating our youth with Lucky Duck Savings, celebrating independence with Duck Debit Checking, and rewarding members with the Duck Credit Card. That's how Duck fans grow with OCCU. Learn how you can, too, at myoccu.org/ducks.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Ducks basketball lives here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Tip Off Tuesday. Terry and Joey and Scotty is right over there. We're all here.
We have to add the Y to the end of his name. It's imperative.
Scotty. Scott, he's
beam me up.
He's the brains. We continue women's basketball. Taylor Mikesell transferred in from Maryland this year. So glad to have her. Terrific young lady and also a great basketball player. Let's get to know her. I talked with her this morning.
All right, Taylor. First of all, let's establish. I hear your teammates call you T-Mike. Is that what you go by?
Actually, I go by Taylor or Tay, but with having Tahina and Taylor Chavez, it's hard. So Tahina goes by T, Taylor Chavez goes by TC, and I'm T Mike, so.
And there's another Taylor coming next year, I think, right? Taylor.
Right, yeah, so it's going to be interesting.
Who gave the names? Who picked them? Was that coach?
I think we had a Zoom meeting, I think maybe when I first committed, just to introduce everybody. And obviously there was an issue right away because there's three people that go by T. So it just was easiest with my last name. Actually, ironically, my brother's nickname was C. Mike. His name is Clark. His nickname was C. Mike in high school. So it's kind of funny that I took T. Mike coming here.
You don't care, right? You're just happy to be here. We're glad you're here, too, by the way. We'll talk about that in a moment. But tell us about your family. You mentioned your brother and mom and dad back home.
Yeah, so I'm from Ohio. Mom and dad, I have a brother that's a year older than me. And then we got two little puppies. So We got a nice little family. It's small, but it's nice.
So what's your mom and dad do back home?
Mom is a teacher. She teaches first and second grade. My dad is a doctor. He worked in the ER for a while, and now he's doing some lower stress level stuff. So he's in the urgent care now. And my brother is going to college around our hometown.
So Massillon, is that how you say it? Massillon? It's by Canton, right? So the NFL Hall of Fame. That's what pops into my head.
Mm-hmm. It's actually pronounced Massillon, but it's people mess it up all the time.
So Massillon. Okay, Massillon. Now Jackson High School, right? So I saw where you had a 60-point game in high school. 6-0, folks, is what I'm saying. 14 of 17 for threes. What was that like? I mean, you're on fire. You can't miss.
That was – my senior year was fun. That was a really fun experience. I mean, if I could sum it up, I think it was just like it was a blur after the game. But it was really fun. That was we made a really good tournament run my senior year, and it was fun. It was fun to go out like that for sure.
Now your pregame meal, I'll let you say it, but eggs, bagel, and milk. Am I you still do that?
I have to eat it in the morning, so I'll come in and shoot in the morning, do my pregame shots, and then I'll go back, shower, eat. And that's usually what I make for breakfast every morning. And then whatever we have, like with the team, I'll have that. But I always have to have eggs, bagel, and milk with it.
Hey, that's great. Whatever works. I'm an old baseball player, so I understand kind of superstition kind of things. Whatever
works.
Yeah,
it's a routine. Yeah, you got to keep the routine.
Exactly. You stay with it. You talk about shots. You get up shots. I saw a video. I was watching a video this morning when you were back at Maryland and how many shots you get up. What, 500 on off days and or 500 on game days and 1,000 on off days? Yeah, 1,000 on off days. That's still
correct. Yes. So I actually started doing that in high school. We had a shooting machine like a lot of high schools do. So I did that in high school. I had a couple free periods during the day before our practice started. So I would shoot during those and kind of started it then. And then when I got to college, it's something that helps me feel prepared and just gives me confidence when I'm on the court. So I kind of stuck with it this whole entire time, and I mean, still doing it to this day. I'll attest to it. It still works, so I'm not going to fix what's not broken.
Yep, reps and reps, and then it just becomes muscle memory. That's how you do things. That's how you become a great shooter, and you certainly are. In fact, what, the men's Final Four 2018, you were down in San Antonio and won the three-point shooting contest. I think I actually saw that. I saw the video, and I was like, I think I watched that. And then you went against the male winner at the end, who got you by three, I think. But talk about that experience. That must have been fantastic.
It really was. That's the first time I've actually been to Texas in general. Actually, my parents couldn't come, so my uncle ended up taking me. It was a really cool experience. Just, their downtown area is beautiful. Obviously, like I said, it's the first time I've been there. And their boardwalk and their riverwalk was really nice. So just being able to be to see a different part of the country before I went off to Maryland was really nice. And then obviously the experience itself was awesome. Like they had their whole entire high school in there. So it was like, they had a live crowd. And I guess they do that like once a year. So they'll go to a new school each year. And I guess the high schoolers really look forward to that. Like they give them props and stuff. And they were into it the entire time, but no, it was a really fun experience. And I mean, shooting with some of the best shooters in the country coming out of high school was pretty awesome. I think that was pretty cool. After they aired that, I had a lot of people texting me because I had already obviously competed in it, but they aired it a week later. So I had people texting me about it a week later, and it was funny. I couldn't tell them I won until after, which was funny.
That's funny. You know what? We need to get you and Bully and have a three-point shooting contest. That's what needs to happen.
For sure.
That would be fun. Let's see. You played with Sedona.
I did. I played with her.
Right?
Mm-hmm. U-17. So it was under 17 national team. We played in Zaragoza, Spain. We played together that summer. And actually, we became pretty close after that. We joked about playing in college together, even though we were both already committed. And then fast forward a few years later, and here we are playing on the same team, which is pretty cool.
She helped you come here to Oregon. Was that a factor? I would assume
it was. I think I talked to her a lot. Actually, she was walking me through how the program ran and kind of how KG was as a coach and just this whole atmosphere. So she was a big part in that. Just obviously I couldn't visit, so it was hard. So yeah, she helped a lot.
Now, when you were back at Maryland, I got to ask you why you decided to leave. That's your personal decision. But, you know, I looked on the map and I didn't realize I've never been back to was it College Park? Is that what it's called?
It is, yes.
You're not far from the White House in all the Capitol area, are you?
No, not at all. It's, I mean, when you drive it, it's best to metro because the traffic there is insane. But it's actually pretty close. It's only about 7 or 8 miles, I think, but it takes you about 45 minutes to an hour if you would like to drive. But
yeah, now picking Oregon, you mentioned Sedona, but you had choices. You know, you put yourself in the transfer portal. And what was it about Oregon? Besides Sedona, what was it about Oregon?
I think just the winning culture. I mean, the team that Sabrina and Ruthie and Satu built out of nothing is, I mean, it's a testament to this program and the winning culture itself. And then just, I mean, coming here, just being able to, like, I was attracted to being able to play my game fully on the court. And I thought that I could do that here, and I still agree with it to this day.
What about this young team? I mean, now you're the vet as a junior, but your first year here at Oregon and COVID and all of those things, you know, kind of have to be a mentor to all these youngsters, but they're really good players too, aren't they?
They are. They're incredibly talented. I think, as you can see, like from last night after our Stanford game, when we play together and we are capable of playing at that level, we're a scary team. I mean, we can play with a top five team in the nation that's going to be a Final Four contender, then we can play with anybody. And that was really encouraging last night. Just obviously really proud of us. And, you know, the sky's the limit for the freshman class. And we are super young, like you said. So it's kind of scary what the next couple of years could look like.
You're a great shooter, obviously. A little bit of a slump there, but I'm sure it's not the first time. Great shooter. Kelly Graves, I mean, he was a great shooter in his playing days, and everybody goes into a slump. And the team, it kind of was a team, but last night kind of came out of it. You just got to keep shooting, don't you?
Correct. I mean, people like to throw shooting slump around because it's, I mean, that's what they say it is. But I don't really necessarily believe in shooting slumps. I think it's just the next shot. I mean, when I was young, even in high school, my dad used to tell me that regression to the mean. So like if you go 3 for 15, it's going to flip on its head and be what, 12 for 15. So I mean, I just, how I always, I've kind of looked at it, and I still like don't really believe in that. You got to have 100% confidence in yourself, and if you start doubting yourself, nobody else is going to believe in you. So
yeah, you're not going to get out of it if you don't shoot, that's for sure. You got
to
keep
correct.
Going yeah,
all one way to get out of it.
Yeah, regressive. What is it? Regressive to the mean? Is it?
Regression to the mean.
Regression to the mean. I got to remember that. It's kind of like it all averages out, right? That's what. That's
right. Hey, it's a law of averages.
That's right. Well, Taylor, it's all the time I got, or T Mike, or Taylor. I'll call you Taylor.
Until you call me whatever you want to call me.
Okay. Okay. Hey, terrific. I'm glad you're here at Oregon. We're glad to have you. Too bad the fans can't come watch you, and you can see. You know, 12,000 fans there at Matthew Knight Arena, but next year.
Soon enough.
All right, Taylor, thanks for the visit.
Of course, thanks for having me.
There you go, Taylor, Mike Sell, and apologize for my camera work there. I didn't realize it was point. But hey, I know you've been seeing this and wondering, what's that picture up above? It's pre. There you go. So you saw that. But no, Taylor Mike's LT Mike, terrific young woman, as you just found out.
A lot of Taylors.
And yeah, there aren't. There's another one next year. So you got T Mike and Taylor Chavez, TC, and Taylor Bigsby.
So why can't any of them just be Taylor?
Hey, there's, well, maybe next year.
They've all got a nickname.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, basketball, you're around, I mean, in sports, any team, everybody's got nicknames.
True. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah, Joey Mac. Yeah, we even do it to each other.
That's right.
I'm TJ, Joey Mac.
There you go.
Geraldo.
Geraldo is Jerry, in case anybody was wondering. Georgie's already got one, just naturally. Yeah, we've got a
and
few.
And Scotty. Beam me up.
Yeah, see? For everybody listening, Scott's a big Star Wars fan. I had to make the Star Trek joke for those of you that get it. Oh, man. 8 o'clock on Thursday, Oregon men's basketball on ESPN2, 7:30 pregame show, and 6 o'clock on Saturday. The women, 5 o'clock Friday.
5 o'clock, 4:30 pregame. Noon, we'll move over to the Galen Center against USC.
All right, go Ducks.
The Big Carl has two juicy charbroiled beef patties, melted cheese, and classic sauce. It's what you order from Carl's Jr. when you want a big meal, a big, beefy, melted, cheesy meal. And with three juicy charbroiled beef patties, the really big Carl is back. It's what you order when you want a really big meaty meal, a really big charbroiled beefy meal, a really big beefy melted, cheesy, juicy, tasty. You get the idea. The Big Carl and Really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.
Gerard Butler stars as a man determined to save his family from a catastrophic event. Rent, Greenland, now available at Redbox. When a comet is projected to hit Earth in 2 days and trigger the apocalypse, John Garrity desperately attempts to flee to a safe haven in Greenland with his estranged wife and son. The journey turns perilous as panic and lawlessness grow around them, making their path to safety uncertain. Watch Greenland and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
This is Ducks Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up. Bum, 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 bum. Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle
can we get
up.
Some ice cream?
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This has been Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Visit your locally family-owned and operated Carl's Jr. today. Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.